We're continuing with part two of our conversation with backyard chicken farmers. Alicia Kropf, Tom Barish, and Jana Wilson are answering your questions. Last week, they talked about how chickens can help or hurt your garden. This week, it's all things predators. Which predators will cause the most problems for your chicken flock really depends on one thing.
It depends where you live.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say for in the city, Alicia, what do you deal with?
My number one predators are from hawks. Hawks and owls.
In the city?
In the city.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks
yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
More
yeah.
so for more than four-leggeds. But mm-hmm. hawks, because it's the city, there are lots of perching places. Telephone poles, rooftops, trees, particularly in the winter when leaves fall back and when there's not as much foliage on the ground and chickens don't have a place to hide. We've mm-hmm. lost a couple of chickens. We even saved the chicken's life from being eaten by a hawk. But hawks would be number one. And okay. they are nervy. They come and sit right on the edge of the coop. And
yes,
you can
do.
Run out and shake your arms yeah. at them, and they'll, yeah. like, move over yeah. an inch and look at you like so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they do not care.
There. That's where
exactly.
they're
going to
go.
I don't have as much of a problem because I live in the woods, but I cover some of my pens where my young birds are mm-hmm. because I have had hawks. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a hawk one time dive down into the netting. I had deer netting over my chicken pen, and the poor, it was a young hawk. And I felt so sorry for him. So I came home, and he was twisted in one of his giant talons, was twisted into this deer netting. And I thought, okay, he's beautiful. He's gorgeous, you know, but he's going after my chickens. What do I do? What do I do? So I went home. I put in a pair of leather gloves, and I got some scissors, and I went out, and I carefully snipped his little talon out of the netting, and he freed him, and he flew away, and I tied up my netting again, but I thought, what a dope. But I haven't seen him back again. So.
Well, so we got hawks. What else do you deal with?
For me, actually, out in the woods, possums and raccoons are the absolute worst. Yeah, raccoons are horrible. Possums are probably our two worst. When I let my chickens free range, I actually lost a duck, I believe, one day during the day, and I'm guessing it was a coyote. Mm. So being on 20 acres, we have coyotes, and so I could not verify that, but I would say coyotes are probably also something to watch out for, especially if you're free range and if you're out in some land and stuff like that. It happens. So
if you're free ranging, it sounds like there's really nothing you can do for a lot of these predators.
Not unless you have a guard animal of some kind. Mm-hmm. I have three dogs, and they're all very good around chickens. And I honestly believe that having these dogs out and about has been helpful. You know, not every dog can be around chickens, but if you have a good dog, they can be helpful in guarding the chickens and keeping away predators. So,
well, then talk about the coop. What about the coop will help keep predators out?
Locks.
It depends on the predator.
Yeah, it does.
A four-legged, like a possum or a rat. There's a Twitter follower who has rats.
Well, I've had experience with those. And rats are problematic. And, you know, I don't have any way of delicately saying this other than you have to poison them. You have to get rid of them because you're not going to, you know, tell them to go away. And dogs won't really help because rats are burrowing. They just go underground.
That's right.
And they'll get your chickens in the middle of the night. What's actually weird about this is if a chicken sees a rat during the day, that rat is food for the chicken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at night, that rat will eat the chicken.
That's because chickens go to bed and they turn off.
Yeah.
They do.
Chickens are night blind.
Right.
Chickens are night blind. So basically, as soon as the light gets low enough, you could actually go up to any chicken and pick it up.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how tame or wild it is.
But that's the easiest time to medicate, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is when they're...
But that's what makes them such, you know, they're fair game at night, and you have to be so careful. Mm-hmm. So you're right, rats.
Yeah.
I've also heard that
you can poison the rats without poisoning your chickens?
If you're careful.
Be careful.
So what do you do?
Well, the thing is with the way most rat poisons work is what they'll do is they'll actually take the rat poison and they'll go back into their burrow, or they'll primarily go back into their burrow and they'll die in their burrow, which is underground. However, if you do happen to get a sick poisoned rat wandering around in the yard, which will occasionally happen, you got to take care of it yourself before the chickens get to it, or your dogs or your cats or anything else.
Yeah. Now, I've never had that problem, but I have heard of many people having rat problems.
That was, in fact, when we first moved into our area, that was the first thing we dealt with was rats.
Really?
I was really afraid it was going to be raccoons, and my big fear is raccoons. Because if you have a raccoon in your loft, you can just say goodbye to your flock in one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're
yeah.
horrible.
Yeah, they're just ruthless, bloodthirsty animals. And they, in fact, they'll actually decimate an entire flock in one night and maybe only eat part of one bird.
Yeah, they just like to rip them apart.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go into certain websites, if you have a bird that is killed by a predator, depending on how the bird is killed, will tell you perhaps what kind of animal did it. And so they're,
I did not know that.
Yeah, yes, so certain different animals kill different things. Another predator apparently that kills everything is minks. If you have minks, there are wild minks and skunks.
Yeah, skunks will like drink their blood. They'll like just they won't actually like eat them. They'll just like like little vampires.
Chickens
are the snack food of the animal kingdom.
When I'm thinking about that, when we had our first bird die of a hawk, the carcass was left, but it would just eat the breast meat. They're not stupid, right? They go down. They just rip out the pieces we like. And this bird probably then died from injury. So when we had our next bird attacked by a hawk, by then we knew this. We knew what to look for. Basically, you know, she's out there being eaten alive, and my daughter, the same one who got the chickens, runs out, sort of scares the hawk away by like running at it and attacking it. She brings the bird into the house. It's bleeding all over. We cry to save it.
No.
And so things you never think you'll do. Like I became a chicken surgeon. Like we ended up on our counter, like sterilizing our hands and cleaning the wound and doing all this stuff. And after the bird is still alive. You know, that was a year ago. And it has a big like concave hole in its breast, but the feathers have grown over. It's very loving now. It loves us.
But here, and the other major predator for a lot of people, especially us in the country, are dogs.
Yeah. That's touchy to deal with.
Yes,
because,
it is.
And because those are your neighbors.
Yes.
And you can't really you have to address the problem.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of doing it diplomatically.
Yeah.
Okay, so dealing with predators is tricky, is what I'm understanding, basically.
But a good coop that has, doors that lock. If you have ventilation or windows, you know, you can have wire, but it can't be very big, you know, 1 inch or less. I mean,
you have to have a
hardware cloth, something that's solid. I mean, if you have a solid coop, you need to lock them up every night. You can't think, I'll just let them hang out in the trees. That doesn't work very well most of the time.
Read and listen to the complete Backyard Chicken conversation with Alicia Kropp, Tom Berich, and Jana Wilson on our website, eartheats.org. Next week, in the final installment, we talk about how to prepare your birds for the long, cold winter ahead.